This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Good evening. My name is Tom. I've got a couple of stories. Actually, I'll tell the oldest one. Maybe I'll call back another time and tell the other one. But back in early 2000, maybe 2002 or 3, I bought into a little country store that had a trailer, and you rented the two together, the building and the trailer. I lived right behind the store. It was also very close to a old Civil War battle, and I'll get back to that. But I had been living there about a year running this store, and I went away for Christmas weekend. And while I was gone, I had tweaked a knee injury I had had, crutches. Borrowed a set of crutches and brought them home. Well, my knee was in good shape by the time I got back, but I left for work Monday morning after that weekend. I had set the crutches against a chair in my living room. When I came home that night, put the key in the door and opened it, and I heard a thump. When I walked in, the crutches had just fallen onto the floor. So I didn't think a whole lot of it, but I went back to work the next day, came home, but same thing, put my key in the door, and when I walked in, those crutches fell on the floor again. And that time I had made sure that when I set them against the chair, they were, you know, real stable and everything, fell right over. So I thought that was kind of weird, but then maybe a few days later, I was having breakfast or making breakfast in the kitchen, and the radio came in and on in the living room from an old jam box I had, and there was no alarm or anything that you could set to turn it on and off. It just came on. So I thought that was kind of weird. A couple other things happened. I kept waking up 3:33, same time every night, just pop right out of bed like somebody had just smacked me in the face or something. 3:33. And this happened maybe every third night or something. This went on for several weeks. But the strangest thing that happened before the final night was that I was watching TV. It was a scene in which there were two individuals talking at a dinner table. Behind them was a white wall, or to the side of them was a white wall, and it was taking up maybe two-thirds of the screen. I'm watching this TV, this movie, and my name appears in thick black letters on the TV between their two faces and then fades out. And I literally smacked myself to make sure I was awake. So that was the last unusual thing that happened before the big thing. Now, the big thing was that I went to bed one night. I woke up. And all within a few seconds, I was sleeping on my stomach. I noticed like a black shadow move across my room and disappear like out the window or something, or through the wall. I looked down, and it was 3:33 again. In the next couple of seconds, I realized I couldn't breathe. One part I missed was that when I woke up, I felt like kind of as I was waking up, there was a weight on my back that lifted. And I, at this point, I couldn't breathe and started, I don't know if you ever had the sensation of falling on a football, had the air knocked out of your lungs. It happened to me a couple of times, but it's a rough feeling because you're trying to breathe and can't get any air. And this is what was happening to me. And it took me about three or four inhales to finally start catching a little air and getting my lung filled back up. And when it got to the point where it was filled up, I screamed. The whole neighborhood probably woke me up. I think I woke up the wolves. I mean, scared the living hell out of me. And the next day, I don't know how I got back to sleep, but I did. And the next day, it was gone. I knew it was gone. So I don't know if it was a test or what, but what I linked it to, and what I thought about later was that I do metal detecting. I dig for Civil War items. And a couple of weeks before this started, I was out digging on this hill, which is like within a quarter mile of my home. And this elderly lady owns it, and she let me on to metal detect. And it's very close to a battlefield that happened years and years ago during the Civil War. And the first thing I found was a medal or a button. And it was a, you know, just not an ordinary button. It was a officer's button. And it was pristine. It looked like it had dropped within the last few days. I mean, it was just very clean. And I didn't understand it. It was right near the top, right near the surface. And I took that home. And I'm wondering if that spirit that was in my place was that Civil War officer. I don't know. But that's my story. I got another one. I'll call back at some other time and tell you that one. That's a little more recent. All right. Take care, fellas. Thanks.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.